Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the creature in the forest. What was it, and how was it able to cause such a physical reaction in the person who saw it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we like to share them with everybody. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper, what you doing today? How's your day going? I see you have a dog asleep in the background there.
Oh, yes, that's my dog, Sting.
He's so cute. He just sound asleep there.
Yes, he falls asleep to ghost stories.
He does, because it's just so soothing. You know what I surprises me is how many people have told me that they fall asleep to ghost stories. I'm like, how y'all do that and not dream about that all night?
I fall asleep to true crime documentaries.
Is that a healthy thing for you at 10?
Maybe not.
I mean, maybe falling asleep to music might be better. Do you have weird dreams when you fall asleep to crime stories?
No.
Because frequently whatever was in my head before I went to bed, I will frequently dream about it. So I try not to watch scary stuff or murder shows and stuff right before bed.
I watch action movies a lot and fall asleep to them.
And still you get a good night's sleep. But you are 10, and you tend to sleep much harder at 10.
Oh, I get a great night's sleep.
Oh, I would love that. I'm just telling you. Wait till you're a woman of a certain age.
I'm sleep in front of the old lady.
What's that?
I said I'm just out here bragging about my good night's sleep in front of the old lady.
Oh, Harper. Yes, y'all heard that right. She just called me an old lady.
I always call you an old lady.
She does. She's an average one at that.
Very average.
So I have to remind her she's an average 10-year-old.
Back to the conversation in just a second. Everybody is talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean. And the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. That's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com. Now back to the conversation.
So you ready to hear? This is kind of a creepy story. So here we go.
Ooh.
So it says... My name is Jared. I'm a freshman in college, and as I write this, I still get shivers. I have always had a deep-set interest in the paranormal, despite being extremely skeptical about everything, even stuff that has happened to me. But since coming here to RIT, I'm assuming that's the name of the college, and I don't know what it stands for, I've had two relatively creepy experiences that I can't explain. The first one is probably the most terrifying. I was up late, around 2:30 a.m., chilling with one of my good friends, but decided I was really bored and went for a bike ride. That is the weirdest sentence. So I was up late. It's 2:30 a.m. I'm chilling. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm going to go for a bike ride.
At 2:30 a.m.? Why?
Why, right? And you've got your good friend there. And so if you're chilling with your good friend, oh, good friends, plural. So if you're chilling with your good friends, and then you're like, I'm bored. And your friends would be like, sorry, we're so boring. And you choose to go on a bike ride at 2:30 a.m. So he did. And it says, my campus has this bike path that loops around the residential side and goes along a forest. It's pretty well lit, so it's pretty great for these night rides. I was going along and decided to stop and try to take a picture of the night sky since it was so beautiful. I was just standing there taking pictures when I heard this rustling and then breathing right behind me. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up and I started feeling a panic attack come on. Rapid heartbeats, shaky hands, sweating despite it being really cold.
And before that, you were hanging out with your friends, watching a movie or something.
Chilling. You were chilling with your friends. And now you're in this situation, having a panic attack because something's breathing right behind you. I tried to ignore it, chalking it up to the wind or the fact that I do have anxiety, even though there was no reason for me to be anxious at the time. But suddenly, I started feeling this feeling of impending doom. So I got on my bike and began to get the F away from there. I was about 10 feet away when I felt this sudden urge to look behind me. I did. And then in caps, big mistake. I saw something duck from the bike path into the forest right behind it. Now, there are tons of deer here, and this was not a deer. It was humanoid and completely black. No features could be made out despite being relatively nicely lit. As soon as I saw it, the anxiety returned, and I just wanted to go back to my dorm. I began to bike faster, continuing to look behind me. I looked back and continued to see it getting closer. I got back to the dorms and I looked back one last time, and honestly, that was the biggest mistake. There it was, under a light in the middle of the bike path, completely black with no features, nothing. I felt like it was looking at me, and I felt this terrible, sick feeling. I can't remember much of what happened after that, but my friend, who was still up, making sure I got back safe, told me I came into the lounge, pale, shaking, and started to dry heave. Apparently, I told him everything, almost passed out, and then stumbled to my room, and I guess fell asleep. The next day, I felt sick with a massive headache, could barely get out of bed. I was also in the forest recently and got, and this sounds really messed up, a strong urge to hang myself from some of the trees. I am not suicidal despite dealing with depression. These thoughts are ones I never have, but that day in the forest, I couldn't stop thinking about it. The thoughts left as soon as I exited it. I still go along that path and in the forest, but only if I am with someone. I really don't know what to make of this. Hope maybe you could give some insight. Anyways, love the show. Definitely want to be an EPP. I'm a college freshman, so money is something I don't have. Thanks. Okay. Here's the thing.
We all go down the path for somebody, aka the sacrifice.
How about this? If you have an experience like that, and I think he said it was on that other side of the campus, just don't go there. Okay, so even if you do go there, there's no reason to walk through the forest. Yeah, because my campus has this bike path that loops around the residential side and goes along a forest. So, okay, stay away. Like, if you've had an experience like that, why would you ever even go back along that bike path? You're on a bike. There's a zillion places you could ride your bike. And maybe I could see riding along the forest, but the fact that if something like you saw a humanoid figure, why would you ever want to go back there? I don't like anything about that story, so I just think...
You said this was going to be kind of creepy.
It ended up being really creepy.
Yes, you lied to me, Carol.
And here's the thing. So if you're chilling with your friends at 2:30 a.m., and it's cold outside and you're like, I'm bored. I'm going for a bike ride. Number one, just stay inside and chill with your friends. And if you're that bored, go to bed. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Or maybe like watch a movie or something. Play a game.
Don't go by the forest in the middle of the night. And then if you have...
Because you're going to see some humanoid black figure chase after you.
Exactly. Then if you have that bad experience once you go in, that you would have such incredibly negative thoughts, never go into that forest again. Period.
Your friend with you if you do.
Here's another story. I have experienced many things growing up, though my favorite paranormal thing started in 2010. I was a newly single mom to two kids. My son was 3 and my daughter 1. I moved into my first apartment 2 days before Christmas. I had to wait originally because the apartment manager told me that I was getting the old maintenance man's apartment and he had used a lot of things like doors and cupboards out of his apartment to fix other apartments. Like, why not get the maintenance guy what he needs? About 6 months after moving in, my sister and her girlfriend moved in with me because they needed a place to stay. One night we were up late looking for a scary movie to watch. We were all trying to figure out the scariest movie to watch. All of a sudden, our dog's leash, a thick metal chain leash with a normal collar, swung up and then back down to a dead stop. It was hanging next to our front door, but the door was closed and no windows open. It would have to be a pretty strong wind to move it like that anyways. Okay, that's super creepy. Like, you're in the middle of looking for the scariest movie and that happens? I think then I would have to go to, let's just find a delightful rom-com tonight. I think something is telling us no scary movies. My sister doesn't believe in the paranormal at all. Me and her girlfriend just looked at each other with confused looks on our faces. We started noticing the kids' toys going off in their bedroom a lot when no one was there, even that's after horrifying. Removing the batteries in a few of the toys.
Okay, that's horrifying.
That's horrifying. A couple of times when I was home alone, I would hear a child call out mom or mommy. I never really thought anything of it, just figured I was missing my kids. I could see that. It's like your kids aren't home and you miss them and you hear that. One night around 6 p.m., I was giving the kids a bath in the bathroom in my bedroom. The bedroom door is right next to the bathroom and I got my son out, got him dressed. He sat on the side of my bed coloring while I put my daughter in the tub. The way my bed sat, he was directly behind me. While I was watching my daughter play, I saw a little boy run past me, naked. I yelled out, "Dang it, Nathan," as it had been a long night and I was ready for bed. I hear, "What, mommy?" I turned around to see my son sitting in the same spot, still coloring. I was confused for a second. I was sure he had just run past me down the hallway. But once I got my thoughts together, I realized the boy who ran past me was a brown-haired Indian boy. My son is a redhead, very pale boy. I guess with how fast it all happened, I just assumed it was my son. I pulled my daughter out of the bath and went quickly down the hall. There was no little kid in my home. I couldn't believe it. I saw a little boy run past me. There was no doubt about it. A couple of days later, my sister's dad called me. He said, "Didn't you say you moved into the old maintenance man's apartment?" I said, "Yes, why?" Then he goes on to tell me that he had just seen on the news how that maintenance man from my apartment building had been arrested for doing terrible things to kids. No murders had occurred that anyone knew of, and I was shocked. From then on, I would go into my kid's room and tell the little boy he was more than welcome to stay. I knew no evil spirits were there. I always made sure the batteries were good and the lion push toy that went off the most. I would always invite him to play whenever me and the kids were playing a game. I never saw him again after that, and I moved out shortly after. Not due to him. I think he may have swung that dog leash because that was the way he was telling us no scary movies. I really wish I would have helped him be set free. I don't know that it was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing back then. Thank you for reading my story, Cammy. Oh, do you think the little boy has anything to do with the horrific maintenance person? That would be creepy to know that. I would move out of that place just knowing what had gone on or possibly have gone on in that apartment.
I wouldn't be able to sleep in that apartment.
Just some bad energy. And you're raising kids.
Yeah.
But I also get that feeling, that very maternal feeling that she felt to the little boy, even though she never saw him again. She did see a little boy in her house. So real, she went looking for him. But it just makes you wonder. It says, I really wish I would have helped set him free. I get that. Because the idea of that, I get it. Well, that was a downer. Well, if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.